Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got Ian Charles Dickens in, and we are going to talk a couple of things here. One of them is Jack and Ori, but first of all, you've got to tell us about this this wonderful event that's happening, or events that are happening. Is it May this year?
So, yes. So, last year was the 175th anniversary of Charles Dickens and his family being on the island for 3 months. So, we had a whole series of events throughout the year at the Cowes Fringe and the Literary Festival and Dimbola over at Freshwater and Exhibition. And one of the things we put together right towards the end of the year in conjunction with the Isle of Wight Ramblers and Visit Isle of Wight was to have a Charles Dickens trail across the island. So we've developed a walk, 6.5 miles, starts in Shanklin, which is where Charles Dickens posted his letter to his wife in London saying, "I've found this house, it's the prettiest place I've ever seen, either at home or abroad." He goes up Shanklin down to the top where he had picnics with his family, and they were attacked by a giant wops, as he called them, a giant wasp, which John Leech, illustrator for Christmas Carol, illustrated for Punch magazine. Then it will go down past Ventnor Cemetery, where Margaret Dick and Charles Dick, who are two real-life people who influenced characters in Dickens's work, down to the Royal Hotel, which is where Charles and his wife Catherine stayed in 1838, and then down onto the seafront along the coastal path to Bonchurch, where he would shower under the waterfall on the beach in the morning, then up the hill into Bonchurch past Winterbourne, which is the house that Dickens stayed, and then up Bonchurch Shoot, which is where John Leech, the illustrator for Christmas Carol, was also staying, and then back to Shanklin. There's a brochure which you can look at on the Isle of Wight Ramblers and on Visit Isle of Wight website, showing you the route of the walk, with a lot of background information. And within the brochure, there's a series of QR codes. So if you scan them with your phone, you'll hear my voice, you'll hear my brother's voice and various cousins' voices reading letters that Dickens wrote while he was on the island, or observations that he made about the island. So the plan is to have a mass walk in May. Hopefully lots of the Dickens family are coming, and other folk will stop at the Royal Hotel for a reception. And that'll be the week prior to the walking festival. So it's a great way of promoting walking on the island, which Dickens absolutely raved about, because he loved walking. He'd walk quite often from London to his house in Gad's Hills, about 25 miles, walk through the night. So walking, he walked fast and furiously, and it was a great way for him to think about his novels and where the characters were going to go and where he's going to take them.
Fantastic. I mean, I could talk to you all day. I really could. I'm just thinking now, because, you know, my mum's 91. We did have a little chuckle just now because a gentleman came in and took our picture, and he said, "Here, go, you can give that to your mum." Well, my mum can't see anything at the moment, so I didn't want to say a bit. But just say, for instance, there will be people out there that, you know, because it's an old island, that won't be able to walk. So is there any way that they could have some kind of listen to what everyone else is going to listen to?
Well, certainly. So as I say, if you can get the brochure, which will be distributed, you know, through all the usual places, the ferry terminals and hotels, and or you can download it from the website, and then it's easy to scan those QR codes and listen to those elements. And if you're not mobile, or the idea of going up Shanklin down is too much, which it nearly killed me when I tried to do it. You could drive to Shanklin. St. Blasius Church is where it's going to start. You can park and look at that. You could drive around and go up to the top of St. Boniface and experience that. You can go to the Royal and have a lunch or a cup of coffee there. And you could drive to Bonchurch. So you could do it by car and stop and take in the interesting elements along the way.
Fantastic. Now, you're involved in a lot of stuff at the moment, and I know that you're trying to take, you know, reading and so on into schools, and I think it's a brilliant thing to do, because I think, you know, over the last few years, sadly, it's not where it should be when it comes down to youngsters being able to read. You've got another idea, and the idea is we revisit Jack and Ori. So how's this going to work?
Well, you know, what a great concept Jack and Ori was. Yeah. You know, to plonk a primary school child in front of the telly where a nice person would read you a story and read it beautifully well. You know, it might have been a famous person, might be a pop star of the day. So you're really engaged with the storytelling. And mum, who doesn't have time the story because she's busy cooking the tea. Or, you know, nowadays probably mama and dad are both at work, and kids don't get that opportunity to enjoy the delights of great storytelling. So, you know, before Christmas, I came in and I read an abridged version of A Christmas Carol. So I'm reading a story out loud to people to enjoy on Christmas Day. And it occurred to me that we could do the same for a young audience and have a regular story time slot where somebody, and it could be me, it could be you, it could be teachers, it could be a celebrity who's on the island, visitors, and they read a story. It lasts for, you know, maybe 10 minutes. And I don't know whether it happens every day at 4 o'clock weekdays or whether it happens once a week. But there is a slot where, you know, parents can say, turn on the radio and you can escape through some wonderful storytelling. And part of the reason for doing that is I worked for a little while as a volunteer, as a reading volunteer, going into schools, sitting down with year fives and sixes and helping them with their reading. Because they don't get the chance to do that in depth at school, and quite often it doesn't happen at home either because people's lives are so busy. So the art of reading and the delight of escaping through great storytelling is lost. And when I came to the island, I was made aware by our previous High Sheriff, Dawn Haig Thomas. She was making children's literacy the main thing of her term of office. And when she finished that term of office, she said, I want to continue this. So I now sit in a committee with her and several other folk looking at what we can do to improve literacy and engagement with books on the Isle of Wight. Because very sadly, literacy levels on the island are amongst the worst in the UK. They're not great right across the country, but on the island, it's one of the worst, which is really sad. I've been around lots of primary schools, and I've given my talk about Charles Dickens to them, and they all engage. They get it. So something is missing somewhere, and if they're not sitting down and enjoying stories, maybe we can bring a story to them, you know, each day, just a short little slot. And provide some entertainment and some engagement and a realization that the written word can take you off on extraordinary adventures. You know, it could take you to the moon, it could, you know, Gulliver's Travels, it could take you to places of fantasy, it could take you to, somewhere that's actually happened, you know, maybe a terrible battle in war or something that happened 400 years ago. You know, what a time machine that the written word is. And if it's told well, then kids engage. They do, because they always have done.
You can go anywhere you like in your mind.
Exactly,
you?
Exactly.
You can, right. And I think that's about right. I thought, let's do it. Let's do it. I don't know how. I know that we've got a chair, and we've got a microphone.
Perfect. Well,
that's
a start.
All you need.
So we need to pick some books. I guess we need to say who are we talking to, and I'm guessing it's probably primary school. So the sort of year fours, year fives.
Yeah.
Perhaps we sit down with some local schools. What are the hot books in your school libraries? What are the stories that children enjoy? And then start putting together a schedule. Because, you know, I could come in and I could spend a couple of hours here. You could have, you know, 30 stories on file that you can then, you know, play out as and when. And we do that with other folks from the island, whether it's a radio station or whether it's the mayor or whether it's the high sheriff or whether, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch is here for the literary festival, we'll get him to read some. And actually, suddenly you've got a great archive of wonderful stories that at every 4 o'clock, you know, children start looking forward to.
Fantastic.
And there's an element you could do, you know, a bit like Dickens did. He wrote in serial form. You know, it could be that across a week we do one book, but we read it chapter by chapter, so that just like with Dickens, there is a cliffhanger. I've got to tune in tomorrow to see what happened to, you know, Timmy. Yeah. and on the boat in the middle of the lake when he lost his oars, you know.
Don't ruin it. I ain't got to that part yet. Brilliant. Hey, look, it's great to spend some time with you. It really is.
And
I know you're going to come back. And what I'll do is, I mean, I showed you a chair, but I think, honestly, we need a comfier one. Don't we? A really nice, relaxed armchair.
Yeah.
And create that environment. So we get that sorted, and I think that's a goer. That's a worker.
Amazing. That would be really special.
Fabulous.
And nobody's doing it, as far as I'm aware, on radio. And radio is this wonderful medium that you can enjoy consuming while you're busy doing other things.
Yeah.
rather than television, where you've got to watch, so it's visual as well as audio, and it's a great medium to just escape and take people off on a journey.
Definitely.
And nobody, as I say, nobody's doing it. BBC isn't doing it. So Vectis Radio could be the first station, community radio station, exactly what a community radio station should be doing, is engaging with this new generation and ensuring that they have a passion for books and storytelling.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Lovely.
We'll see you again soon.
Fab.
Take care.